Okay. Today's daf gimel. We're going to be learning at Lezeich Nishma Tzchaya Besar Yalei. We start on daf beis on the beis, three lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there were four cases altogether of Yisurim Daraisa by Hitzah, two by the Ani and two by the Asher, Hitzah and Achnasa for Ani, and Hitzah and Achnasa for Asher, plus two more cases, which equal 8, 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, of Pater Aval Asa, which are only with the Rabbonim. Ask the Gemara, Amle Ramas and Labaya, Hatamni Haven, are there only 8? Tatisavar Haven, there are really 12. How do we have 12? So again, we start with the four Doraisas, Haitzah and Achnasa of the Ani, Haitzah and Achnasa of the Asher. But then we have to include Akira and Hanocha of the Ani by Achnasa, Akira Vahanocha individually by the Haitzah of an Ani, so that's another 4. Then you do the exact same by the Asher, and you'll have another 4. So you'll have 4 plus 4 plus 2 plus 2 is 12. So why did the Mishnah say we only have a grand total of 8? We ought to have a grand total of 12. Ask the Gemara, you know, if you're looking for more, I'll give you even more. Utameich Shitzer Haven. There could be 16. What could be the 16? Because when the Ani does a complete Hachnasa, the Balabayis was standing there. He didn't do anything, but he was standing there. And same thing when the Ani did a Haitzah. Where did he do the Haitzah from? The Balabayis' hand. The same thing goes by the Asher. When he did a Haitzah, he did a Haitzah into the Ani's hand. When he did a Hachnasa, he did it from the Ani's hand. So now we're up to 16. So if you're looking for numbers, why is it only 8? It ought to be 16. I'm like, holy kasha. The last question is not a question. Because Bishlam and Baba Duresha, in the first case, where the Ani or the Asher do the complete Haitzah or the complete Achnasa, and the other party, that means if the Ani is doing the work, the Asher is doing nothing, or vice versa, that is a case of Potter Mutter. That's something that's completely permitted. The other person did nothing, and like Tan. And that's not included in our mission. So there's a very, very fundamental Taisus here. It was for whole Shas. What happened? Let's choose one case, the first case of the Mishnah. The Ani did Dachnasa. He stood outside, took the basket, and deposited it into the Balabais' hand. He did a whole act of Achnasa. But the Balabais' hand was waiting in the house for the basket to be deposited into it. So why is that not considered at least Taisus as a Messiah L'day Aveira? We notice a din of Lifnei Ivel L'Sitei Mirsho. You're not allowed to help a person do an Aveira. So even if you'll say it's not a situation of Lifnei Ivel L'Sitei Mirsho, because Lifnei Ivel L'Sitei Mirsho is only relevant where the person could not have done the Aveira without the person, without the other party. So the Ani didn't have to go to this Usher's house. He could have gone to someone else's house. But certainly he's a Messiah. So how could you say it's Pater or Mutter? This person standing in the house certainly helped this person do an Aveira. So Taisa says as a first Teretz, a very interesting Teretz, they were talking about an Ani who's a guy. And since the Ani is a guy, there's no Messiah by guy. That's what Taisa's first Teretz is. That's the only Teretz Taisa says. Taisus Yishonim on the side says that no, you're right, Avada, there's a problem with Sayaya here, but we're not talking here about Lifnei Iver. I'm a Sechta Masechta Shabbos, and we're talking about Shabbos Digi Inyonim, not Lifnei Iver Digi Inyonim. So the first thing is Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, what's the difference if something is Mutter or Asur because of Shabbos or because of Lifnei Iver? If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. If it's Asur, it's Asur. So it's not Lifnei Iver. It's not Shabbos, it's Lifnei Iver. So Rav Akiva Eger answers a very interesting teretz. He says the halacha is that Muma, if somebody doesn't follow Hilchos Shabbos, he's considered like he's Muma L'chol Tarakula. So Meili says like this, our Mishnah is focusing, is this person a Mechal Shabbos? Is he a Mechal Shabbos? Then he's a Muma L'chol Tarakula. If he's not a Mechal Shabbos, he's not a Muma L'chol Tarakula. That's why it's important to know what is the reason. But the Mefarshim explain the two truths of Taisus as a very, very fundamental shaila in Lifnei Iver. You know, Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mirsho is is relevant to every Avera. And every Avera you can have Lifnei Iver. I can help you carry in Shabbos, and I can help you eat Machalos Asuris, and I can help you wear Shatnes. Now the question is, how do we look at Lifnei Iver? Is Lifnei Iver or Mesayaya part of the mitzvah, part of the, there's a din of Shabbos, and one of the subcategories of Shabbos is Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, or is Lifnei Iver a separate issue altogether? Tosfos holds the Lifnei Iver is part of the Shabbos Degesa. There's a Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, and there's Lifnei Iver Machal Susuris, and that's why Tosfos says, what's the difference? If he's doing a Mesayaya, it can't call a Pater Mutter. He's being Michal Shabbos. Tosfos Yeshanim learns the Lifnei Iver is separate from Shabbos, and we're focused only on Shabbos. So Tosfos over here is saying there's a nafkamina between by a Jew and a Goy. A Jew, there is an issue of Mesayaya, but a Goy, there is no issue of Mesayaya. That means, by a Goy, there is an issue, and this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, of Lifnei Iver. So let's say you're the only person that could sell an Avodah Zarah to a Goy, which a Goy is not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah, you're Oivel Lifnei Iver. Mesayaya is only by a Jew, not by a Goy. What is the difference between Mesayaya and Lifnei Iver? So the basic difference is Lifnei Iver is that if without you, the Aver could not be done. Mesayaya is only if the Aver could be done without you, but you helped the Aver happen. Another nafkamina between Lifnei Iver and Mesayaya, the Ksav Sofer says, is Lifnei Iver is even not B'shas Aveira. In other words, if I help you do an Aveira, even if you can do an Aveira down the road, Mesayaya is only B'shas Aveira Mamish. That's the head that people use to cross the street. Somebody crosses the street on Shabbos, how do you know that somebody driving, I don't know, down the block is not Jewish and driving the car, and because of you he's going to stop and start the car? Because he's not stopping and starting the car right in front of you. And that's why it's not considered Lifnei Iver, it's only Mesayaya. I'll just tell you two interesting Piskei Halacha I saw since we're talking about Mesayaya. One is for a Moshe. A Moshe said a tshuva like this. Somebody owned a hall that they wanted to rent to David on Shabbos. This person was non-Jew, was a Jew, not religious. And Ramayisha, and they knew that this person is going to want to conserve electricity. So when the people finish davening, he'll come in and close the lights. So he says, you're not allowed to rent that hall because it's Lifnei Iver. On the other hand, I saw from Rabbi Yashiv a tshuva like this. Let's say you work at a job, and people come to see you. And people come to see you, and you know we're all hospitable, and we offer them a coffee or a drink. And the people who come are not religious Jews. And they drink without a bracha. Are you allowed to offer them a drink? So Rabbi Yashiv said, you are. Why? Because it's only Mesayaya. It's only Mesayaya. Because they could get the drink without you. Right? They could get, so everybody could get a drink, you know. So since they could get a drink without you, it's only Mesayaya. And this is part of your job. He says you could do it. Continues the Gemara. Ella, Baba, the Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah. The part that Avalasar, that the case are Al Baba the Sefer, the part Avalasar Kasha. That's difficult. We're back to where we started. Taka, we don't need 16, but why don't we have 12? Ask the Gemara, going back to what we spoke about a minute ago. We're saying that in the first part of the Mishnah, we either the Ani or Asher did the whole Itzor, the whole Achnasa. When it said Pater, it means Pater Mutter. Yesterday when we spoke about this, we said that generally when it says in Masech to Shabbos Pater, it means Pater Avalasa. Here we're saying it says Pater, and it means Pater Mutter. Ask the Gemara, Mi'ika B'kul Shabbos Pater Mutter. In every way in Masech to Shabbos, does the word Pater mean Pater and completely Mutter? Vam Shmuel, Kol Pturi to Shabbos. Whenever it says Pater Masech to Shabbos, it means Pater Avalasa. Besides those three things that we're now going to mention, the Deirwood says it's Potter, it means Potter Mutter. And what are those three things? Seidas Tzvi. Seidas Tzvi means like this. You're not allowed to capture an animal on Shabbos. What's the halacha if somebody sitting by your door where there's a deer in the room? So the deer is captured because the deer can't get out. Then I sit down next to that person and the first person leaves. So now I'm effectively capturing the deer. It's Mutter because I didn't capture it because it was captured already from before. Next case is Seidas Nachash. You're not allowed to capture a snake. So like Tyson right away points out, we're not talking here where it's a shiloh of Sakanas Nefashis. If it's Sakanas Nefashis, certainly you're allowed to do anything. We're talking about a snake, but nobody needs a snake bite. So here you're capturing the snake. You're not capturing the snake because you want to have. You're a snake collector. You're capturing the snake because you don't want the snake to be around. That's called the Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufo. We'll talk about it more later. And it's mutter. Again, given the fact that it's a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, coupled with the fact that it is somewhat dangerous. Mappas Mursa. Mappas Mursa is that you have a pus bubble and you want to prick it to get the pus to come out. So normally when you make an opening, it's called binyan. You're opening up something. Here your point is not to make a door. Your point is just to get the pus out. What the proof? Because you don't mind if it closes up afterwards. So all these cases are mutter. And Taisha says it has to be a case that you want it to close up, not that you want it to remain open for ear. But these are the only three cases that are putter mutter, not our case of our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara. Ki etzichel Shmuel. Where did Shmuel have to teach us putter mutter? Ptur de kavod maisa. Where I'm doing something, and still it's mutter. However, in our Mishnah, the person who's not doing anything, he's not doing anything. That I don't have to list. Pture de la kavod maisa iketuva. There are many such circumstances, and it's no problem to say putter mutter. Ask the Gemara. We come up and we go back to our original question of the shir. Tati sar haven. We have 12. Answers the Gemara. Pturi de asibayla de chiv chattis kachashivu. De loy asibayla de chattis like kachashivu. So this Rashi says two pshatim in this line. The first pshat Rashi says like this. We're only mentioning akiris. We're not mentioning hanachas. Why? Because when somebody does an akira, he could come to do an anocha. If you do an akira and anocha, we have a whole malacha. However, if you're only going to do the hanocha, you can never be chayiv mederaisa, because you didn't do an akira before it. That's why the Mishnah does not mention those cases. That's the first Pshat Rashi. The second Pshat Rashi, it's not clear how to learn it. He says it from his rebbes, but this is the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, and a lot of Mefarshim say they're saying the same. We're not talking about the person who made the akira specifically, or the person who made the anocha specifically. We're only mentioning the one who made the transfer. Sometimes the person who made the anocha is the one that makes the transfer. Sometimes the person making the akira is making the transfer. But the point is, I'm only listening in the Mishnah the transfer. Why? Because what are we learning? We're learning haitzah. And haitzah means transfer. What is the machlokes of the two pshatim? A very fundamental machlokes that haitzah, as Chaim says, and very relevant to understanding Yetziah. We spoke already yesterday that what's Haitzah? Akira and Hanocha. What does that mean, it's Akira Hanocha? Does that mean that Haitzah, there's a thing called transferring, there's a thing called Haitzah. How do you accomplish Haitzah? Through an Akira Hanocha. But it's not an Akira Hanocha that's the Malacha. The Malacha is Haitzah. Or is Pshat, the Malacha is an Akira and an Hanocha. Rashi, in the first Pshat, learns that the Malacha is an Akira and an Hanocha. So if you do an Akira, and you still have the potential to do an anocha, that's why you're chayiv, and that's why the Mishnah mentions it. The rabbis of Shalrashi learned that the point is not akiris and anochas, those are details. The point is haitzah, transferring, and that's what the Mishnah mentions. Ask the Gemara another kasha. Shnei v'turim, in all these cases that we just learned, depart aval asar versus avdim aloch benayu, between the two people, one doing the akira, one doing anocha, you have a whole haitzah. So why aren't you chayiv? So now the question is, who do you want to be chayiv? So before we answer that question, we have to answer another question, which really, as the Mefarshim explained, Tosfos is bothered with. This question of Shnei Baturim versus Avd Malach Benayu, why is the Gemara asking it now? It's a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pater versus Avd Malach Benayu. So Tosfos says, the answer is very beautiful. Taisa says, who do we want should be chayiv? We want that the one that made the hanocha should be chayiv. So if I would have learned the Mishnah alone, I would have said, you know who in the Mishnah is part of aval asar? Dafka, the one that does the akira. But maybe the one that does the hanocha is taka going to be chayiv a carbon. But now that we just finished learning the Gemara, that in all eight cases, besides when you did the full akira, saw hachnasa, your potter, say if you're the oiker, and say if the maniach. So now the Gemara asks very good, maybe the maniach should be chayiv, since he was the one that completed the malacha. So now it's very good why the Gemara. So Taisa says that who should be chayiv? The maniach. Other Rishonim, there are three shittas in Rishonim. Other Rishonim want to say that it should be the Oikur should be Chayiv, because as we just learned, the Ikir is the main thing, like Rashi. And others say that they should be Chayiv together. If Reuven and Shimon together did a Ikir and Nacha, so true, they can't be Chayiv individually, but together a Malacha was accomplished and they should be Chayiv. Of that answers the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Omer, Mama Oris Basaisa, Ha'oises Kula, that's because somebody does a whole malacha, the loyosis mitzasa, not if somebody does a partial malacha. Furthermore, yochid v'asa isai chayiv, dafke v'yochid deriz chayiv, shnai v'asa subturim. When the two people do it, it's potter. Obviously, the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara's question is only regarding a carbon. Nobody would suggest that somebody should be mechuyiv misa if it was done b'mezid, unless he did the whole malacha. Itma Nami, continues the Gemara, Arav Chiva Gamda, Nizrikum Epi Chabura, was discussed by the Chabura, Vamru, Vasoisa, Yochit Shasa is Chayiv, if an individual does a Malach is Chayiv, Shnaim Shasub, if two people do a Pturim. And Tosfos asks, very basic question, the Gemara first quotes a Braisa, that Shnaim Shasua is Pturim. And then the Gemara says, Itma, which the Meroim taught us, the Braisa needs the proof from the Meroim. So Tosfos says two Turutsun. One Teretz Tosfos says, is that the first Braisa wasn't such an authentic Braisa, so there was question if the Braisa was a real Braisa. That's why we brought the Itmar. Another Teretz Taisa says is that this Itmar is different than every other Itmar and Shas. Usually Itmar and Shas is Amaroim. Here it was said by Tanoim. Continues the Gemara. And we're going to learn the next piece of Gemara, the question of the Gemara, the way the Chazan Ish explains it beautifully. Boy Minei Rab Mi Rebbe Hitinu Chaver Oichel Mashkin for Tzin Lechutz. Mao, Akiris, I'm just going to read the words and then we'll explain it. Mao, Akiris Kufik, Akiris Chayvetz, Mekayim Adame, Mekayim Adamaloy. We've learned, everybody agreed, that to be Chayiv for Hitzah, you need an Akira. Everybody will also agree that if I have two boxes on the floor, one on top of the other, and I lift the two boxes, even though the upper box wasn't directly on the floor, that would be considered an Akira. Because it doesn't have to be Dafka on the floor. Here we're going to be talking about a case where I didn't pick up anything. I was carrying something in my pocket. And I walked out. So is my taking a step from the front of my from inside my house to outside my house, is that considered a Maisa Akira or not? Because an Akira has to be, the Chazon Ish explains, a Choshva Maisa. Is just taking a step considered a Choshva Maisa or not? And Tosfos says, the same question would be regarding Hanacha. If I'm walking carrying something and then I stop, is that considered a Hanacha, or does Hanacha mean that I have to actually put it down? And if I didn't actually put it down, I just stopped, that won't be considered a Hanacha. So Taisa says the Gemara's question goes both ways. The Rashba disagrees with Taisa. The Rashba says that everybody will agree that for Hanacha, that's certainly enough. Because since I did an Akira, any Hanacha will be enough. But let's go back to the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, if I took a step, having something in my pocket that somebody put on my, or somebody put something on me, and I take a step, is that considered an Akira or not? Again, Pnei Yeshua asked the question, why does the Gemara have to ask the Kasha here? This is a fundamental question on Akira and Anocha, when we talk later, we'll talk all the details of Akira and Anocha. The Gemara should ask that Kasha here. Why is it asking it here? So the Pnei Yeshua says, beautifully, because the Gemara is asking the question, not asking a case where I had something in my pocket. When you put something on my back, and we just learned the Gemara about Shnaim Shasua, is that going to fall under the category of Shnaim Shasua? That's why it belongs here. Amalei, Chayiv. So he says, it's Chayiv, and the Gemara anticipates what all of you are thinking. Vein Adai Miliyadai. What does Adai Miliyadai mean? We learned in the Mishnah that if an Ani has his hand in the house, and I put something on the Ani's hand, that the halach is that the Ani is potter and I'm potter. Why am I potter? Because I only did an Akira. Why is the Ani potter? Because he only did an Anacha. But if it's considered that when I move, so it's like I did an Akira, so why when the Ani's hand moves from inside the house to outside the house, isn't that considered an Akira? So Gemara says that's not a proof. Why? Because you can't bring a proof from the Yad to the Guf. Why can't you bring a proof? My tam gufa naich. A standing person is considered in a situation of noch. Now, very fundamental, obvious point. You can't have an akira without a previous hanocha. What does akira mean? Akira means to move. You could only move after you stopped. But so a body that's at rest, that's stopped, so then when it starts to move, it's considered moving. A hand that's suspended is not in a position of noch, that its movement afterwards should be considered an akira. That's the easiest way of learning the Gemara. My tama gufa nayach, and it's possible to have an akira from that position. Yodai is not in a position of noch that you should have a situation of akira afterwards. Omlev chila rav. So he told Rav, ba pechsi, you chosh for person. Lo yaminaloch. Didn't I tell you previously? Ki koi Revi baha mesechta, when Revi's learning one mesechta, lo yitishayla b'mesechta achrita. Don't ask him about a different mesechta. He may not be able to answer. Di lav the Rebbe Gavrahu, if not that Rebbe was such a chashva person, ksaftiya, you might have embarrassed him. The Mishani Loch, he might have answered you with answer, shenuya de lav shenuya, that's not a good answer. Hashta, but you should know Rebbe is a good person, hashta mi yishapi Mishani Loch. The Tanya, because the Taket says beferish in a braisa, hoyin atoyin oichla mashkin by joy, if somebody was walking with something in his pocket, food, drink, but seeing lechutz meshech sheichan, after Shabbos he takes a step outside, chayiv. Why? Because the body is considered in a situation, in a status of noch, and therefore afterwards when you take a walk, it's considered that you did an akira, and it's ein adayim leyodai, the hand is not in a situation of noch. But Tosfos explains, of course it has to be talking in a case where I stopped for a moment before Shabbos. Let's say I had something in my pocket and I was in perpetual motion. So then you're not going to be chayiv. Because as we said a few times, an akira can only take place after there's a hanocha. Hanocha means that I stop and I stand still. But if there was never a situation where I stopped and stood still, there would never be an akira. The Gemara says that when somebody's learning one mesechta, you shouldn't ask for another mesechta. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha. So that means we can only ask the person about the daf he's learning that day. So what makes a person a Talmud Chacham? The daf that we're learning today, even I can answer. What makes a person a Talmud Chacham if you can only ask him what he's learning? Especially when the Lech Mishnah says, not only when the Gemara says when you're learning one Masechta, don't ask about another Masechta. It says when you're learning one Perek, don't ask about a different Perek in that Masechta. So what does the Gemara mean? So what makes so who's a Talmud Chacham? So the Kesef Mishnah says Avada, you're allowed to ask a person about something else. But if you're asking a person about something that he's learning, you don't have to identify, I'm going to ask you about Daf Gimel Masechta Shabbos. All of us, our heads are in Daf Gimel Masechta Shabbos. But if I'm asking you about Masechta Brachos, so, and you're not learning Masechta Brachos, I have to tell you I'm asking you about Masechta Brachos Daf Samach. I have to be more specific what I'm asking about. Continues the Gemara. Amar Bayi. Pshitali. To me it's Poshit. Yoda Shal Adam like Rishas Ram like Rishas Yochid. A person's hand is not like Rishas Ram like Rishas Yochid. What does that mean? Rishas Ram Loidami. It's not like Rishas Rabim. Miyoda Da'ani. That means. What do we learn in the Mishnah? That if we learned in the Mishnah that if a Baal Bayis took something from the Ani's hand, it's not considered that he took something out of Rishas Rabim. Either Ani standing in Rishas Rabim. That means like this. Let's review it. Let's say it a little better. The Ani standing in Rishas Rabim. The Baal Bayis is in the Rishas Yochid. The Ani's hand is in the Rishas Yochid. Either Baal Bayis takes something out of the Ani's hand. So is it considered I took something out of Rishas Rabim? The Mishnah says it's mutter. So it's obvious that it's not considered, it's at least potter. So obviously it's not considered that the hand is a Rishas Rabim. Furthermore, it's also not Rishas Yochid Leidamya Miyada the Baal Bayis. Why? Because the halacha is that if the Baal Bayis stuck his hand out and the Oni takes something out from the Baal Bayis' hand, it's not considered he took something out of Rishas Yochid, even though the Baal Bayis is in the Rishas Yochid. What is his question? Baya Baya, what is his question? Yodah Shal Adam, Ma'am Shetasek HaKamus. does a person's hand obtain the status of a kamelus? We spoke yesterday, the kamelus is this new rishus midrabbanan that you're not allowed to carry from a kamelus to rishus rabbim or to rishus yochid. So what happens? Mikan tsur rabbanan laduri lagabei aloy, which means a very simple question. Somebody has something in his hand. He's standing in a rishus hayochid. He's standing in his house. He sticks his hand outside his house into rishus rabbim. It's not considered that he put it into rishus rabbim. He's standing. Is he allowed to bring his hand back into the house or not? If it's considered that my hand is a kamelus, so I'm not allowed to bring it back in. I'm not allowed to take something from a kamelus to rishus hayochid. If it's not considered a kamelus, then I would be mutter. Why? So we show him a masber. Why does the Gemara ask the question this way? The Gemara should have said, do we make a knas to bring your hand back or not? So, which actually is what the Gemara is going to use as the Mahalach very soon. So Rishonim say, when Chazal make Zeris, they have a certain pattern to the Zeris. In Hotzah, the way they establish the pattern of carrying the Drabonin, they didn't just say, you can, you can't. They said it's a kamelus. And if you can't, it's called a kamelus. So now the question is, does the person's hand become a kamelus when you stick it out with something in it to a different rishus that you're not allowed to bring it back or not? That's his question. Adam, and what is the practical question? Did Chazal say you can't return it or you can return it? Toshma. So we bring a raya from Bryce's. Hoisi Yodam Alay Paris. Now in our case, somebody has peiros, has fruit in his hand, but tzilachutz, and then he puts his hand outside the house. Tani chada, one brisa says osur lachzira, you're not allowed to bring that hand back into the house. But tani idemuta lachzira, another brisa says you're allowed to bring it back into the house. My laugh, what is the machloikus? Ba'akimiflgi, the masover kikamelus tami, and therefore you're not allowed to bring it back into the house. Or masover lachkikamelus tami, and therefore you are allowed to bring it back into the house. Answers the Gemara, there's no proof from those two brises. Loi, the Kula Alma may agree the Kikamlus Tami. If it's Kikamlus Tami, how do we explain the brise that says you're allowed to bring it back into your house? Vloi Kasha, Kalamati Mesara, Kalam Alamasara. We learned yesterday that a Rishus HaRabim only goes up to Asar Tfachim. A Kamlus, which is only a Rishus Medrabonon, is certainly not more Chomedic than a Rishus HaRabim. So kamelus also will only go up to Asar Tfachim. So that's the two brises. One brise is talking where I stuck my hand above Asar Tfachim. Since I stuck my hand out above Asar Tfachim, where was my hand? In a Mokum Ptor. From a Mokum Ptor, I'm allowed to bring it back to the Rishus HaYochid. The brise that says Asar is where it was Lamati Miasara, where it's taki going to be a kamelus, and from a kamelus, I'm not allowed to bring it back to Rishus HaYochid. So Tosfos tells, very interesting, Taisa comes up with a very interesting thought. He says, let's say you put your hand out, and you put it out, lamata miyasara. So you're not going to be allowed to bring it back, we're saying now, because it's in a kamelus. But Taisa says, what you should do is, take your hand from lamata miyasara to lamala miyasara. That means take your hand from a kamelus to a mokum ptor, and then you can put it back in. What do we see from Taisa? And actually, Rashi says that's what the Gemara is saying, that even though it's also to take something to Rishus Rabbim from Rishus Yochid, and even to a Kamelus, to a Mokum Ptor, you're allowed to. To a Mokum Ptor, there's no problem. And Taisus is saying, transferring something to a Mokum Ptor is always mutter. It's going to be very negel aloch lemaisa. If you have something in Rishus Yochid, if you somehow could get it from Rishus Yochid to a Mokum Ptor, and then from the Mokum Ptor to the Rishus HaRabim, according to Tosfos, he didn't do anything wrong. The Rashba disagrees. The Bi'al Locha quotes the Rashba, and he says, taking something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, through a Mokum Ptor is Asur. But Tosfos says it's Mutter. Vibay Seima, how do I reconcile these two brises? I'll say Idi V'Idi is Lamata Masara. It's talking about that it's below 10. And everybody will agree that it's Lafka Kamelus. So Rashi explains, now the Gemara is changing its mind. The Shaila, if you're allowed to bring your hand back with the fruit in it, has nothing to do with making your hand Kamelus a lot. It's Tama Shaila, did Chazal make a Knas for you to bring things back or not? And they say like this. If you stuck your hand out, you're allowed to bring it back. Because essentially you didn't do anything wrong. But if you took your hand out after night, where you did something wrong, there you're not allowed to bring it back. A knas. Kami by joim, kami chshecha. Mi by joim, loy kentsur rabbonim. Mechashecha, kentsur rabbonim. Ask the Gemara. You know what? If you think about it, ad rabba, if chemistarba, you can maybe say just the opposite. Why? Mi by joim, what happened if somebody stuck out his hand during the day? It's Friday afternoon, and I stuck my hand from inside my house, outside my house, when there's just a yachr, which is rabbin full of papers. What's the worst that could happen? It's already Shabbos now, and I'll drop him. I still won't be mechuyev, because the akira was done on Friday. So I can never come to Issa Shabbos. The shodilei, lost the day chayuchatis. So maybe over there, look in the Surah Rabbanim. There Chazal should say, you did something wrong, and you got to stay like that. I were worried that he may drop it. Even if he drops it, he won't be doing any Issa deraisa. I question all the Mefarshim ask is, why give this guy a knas? When he pulled out his hand on Friday afternoon, there's nothing wrong. So Mefarshim say he did something wrong. Because when he knew Shabbos was coming, he should have made it his business to take his hand back in. Why didn't he? So he's not so innocent. However, Mechshech Shecha, when it's already night, and you put out your hand on Shabbos, that there now we have a potential of a real Issa deraisa. Because the shodilei also b'ladei chiyuv chatas like the surah, but there we should make a knas because we have a potential of the raisa. Umid like a machine and hachi, but you see the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said that I only want to make the knas for the person who stuck his hand out on Shabbos, not for the person who stuck out his hand on Friday afternoon. So maybe we can have an answer to a different question. Tifshet Rabbi Barabaya. Before we mention Rabbi Barabaya's question, let's just talk how they used to bake bread in those days. The way they baked bread in those days was that they used to have an oven where the fire was outside of the oven, or outside of the walls of the oven. They used to put the dough on the walls of the oven and they got baked, and then they removed those breads from the oven. Now, taking the dough off out of the oven, Tosfos says, was a chachma vein malacha. It's not a malacha, but it's a chachma. You have to know how to do it. It's like when you go to a matzah bakery, the shiver who takes the matzahs out of the oven has to know how to do it, otherwise they'll be stuck on the oven. So you have to know how to do it. It's awesome with the raisa. It's awesome with the rabbanon to do redi on Shabbos. There's no issa deraisa. Pashtus out of the chol means that it's a weekday activity. Chazal said not to do it. So now Rabbi Barabai asked a question like this. Somebody put, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, Mr. Shem, but just to start, somebody put dough into the oven on Shabbos. Until that dough gets baked, I didn't do anything with the rice wrong. Because a fear means to bake. It doesn't mean just to put dough into an oven. It means to bake. So now the question is, am I allowed to take the dough out, even though taking dough out is redius apas, which we just said redius apas is asur? Am I allowed to take the dough out today, not to come to Issa deraisa? So Rabbi Barabaya had a question. Tifshet Rabbi Barabaya, the boy Rabbi Barabaya. Rabbi Barabaya asked the following question. Hid the paspataner, if somebody put these doughs in the oven on Shabbos, do we allow him to remove those doughs, even though Radiyasa passes Osir, or loy, hitira? Or did not make a mutter? Tifshet, the loy hitira. Let's say that they were, let's bring a proof that they were mapped. Let's think it through. In our case, the person stuck his hand out on Shabbos. So now, if he leaves it out there, he could come to a chiyuv chatas. Still, Chazal said, I don't care. Stay like that. Even though there's a potential for a chiyuv chatas. So the same thing here. I put the dough in the oven. Even though I have a potential for a chiyuv chatas, if Chazal said, Radiyas HaPas is Asur, I have to leave it there. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side a very obvious question. By keeping my hand out, I stuck my hand out on Shabbos. It's not for sure I'm going to come to Chiyuv Chatas. If I drop the fruit, I'll come to Chiyuv Chatas. If I don't drop it, I'll never come to Chiyuv Chatas. If I put dough in an oven, I'll certainly come to Chiyuv Chatas. So how could I bring a proof from our story to that story? The Tosfos Yeshanim asks. So the first Teretz, and the Tosfos Yeshanim says, he answers, it's here for sure also you're going to come to Chiyuv Chatas. Why? Because it's impossible for a person to keep his hand out the whole Shabbos, just suspended, without wrapping something. We're all human. The second Teretz Tosfos Yeshanim says is a little deeper. Tosfos says like this. In our case, we're dealing with a case where he's not for sure going to come to Chiyuv Chatas. Right? Even though he's not for sure going to come to Chiyuv Chatas, so then he wouldn't have done anything wrong. Still, Chazal said Gzeira, don't return it. Why? I make Gzeira, I want Gzeira to stand. Even though I may not have done anything wrong. If somebody sticks his hand out with fruit, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He only did something wrong because he potentially may do something wrong. At this moment, he didn't do anything wrong. Still, you see that Chazal are so strict, and they tell you, once you did something that's even mildly wrong, we're going to make Gzeiros. Certainly, somebody who put bread into dough into the oven, who did something mamish wrong, we're going to make Gzeiros. Vibay Seima, Loi Tifshe. You can't bring the rag. Because Loi Kasha, how do we reconcile the two prices? Can be shogi, can be mazer. It makes a difference why I stuck on my hand. Be shogi, if I stuck it up, be shogi, Loi Kansura Bonin. The mazer, Kansura Bonin. Chazal made Gzeiros. I stuck it out for shogig. We're not talking about a person who deliberately carries. Not a question is like this. If we're going to be lenient, one man dama holds, if I'm going to be lenient to the shogig, let's say you have a person who did b'mezid. That means everybody agrees by mezid, he should have to stand with his hand out. So you'll have a guy that stuck out his hand b'mezid. He's going to want to bring it back, so he'll lie to you and he said he did it b'shogig. So that's why they made Xeria also by shogig. The other man says, I'm not dealing with liars. Massava kansa shogig got the mazid. A massava loy kansa shogig got the mazid. Vibay same loyalum loy kansa. And if you tuck your hand out with the fruit, you can bring it back. The question is, to where could you bring it back? Can lo isa chatzer? To where you started. That means if I was in my house and I wanted to just retrieve it, it'll be fine. Can le chatzer cheris? If I want to take it to a different place, even though it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so the end I just took it from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it'll be awesome. Kedabai minei Rav Ram Nachman, hoi siyadim alayu peiris, if my hand was full of peiris, v'tziyu l'chutz, and I took it outside, ma'u lach ziru l'ayu sechatzer, what's going to be an halacha, can I return it back to where I was? Omlei mutter. To where I was, so I accomplished nothing, it's mutter. L'chatzer cheris, ma'u, what about another chatzer? Amalei Aser. And that's how you're going to say Pshat in two braises. The braise that says Aser is to a different chatzer. The braise that says Mutter is to my original chatzer. Or Maishna. She asked him, what's the difference if it's to say to the first to the other? She said, L'chitechel alakur de milcha. When you'll eat some salt, you'll understand. So Rashi says it was a milsa de b'dichusa. This is the way they used to talk. When they didn't understand something, they used to say, eat salt and you'll understand. What does that mean? So one pshat I saw from the Noid of Yehuda, a very interesting pshat, is that a person's body is primarily made out of water and salt. But in those days, they believed scientifically that a person who has a higher ratio of salt, somebody who has a higher sodium content, is smarter. That's what the Gemara calls somebody who's smart, memulach. So you say, when you'll eat salt, you'll be smart. Another pshat I saw, a very nice pshat. You know, when you eat food, you can eat food that's not salted, but it doesn't taste so good. But when you give salt, you give some taste to it. So it's like, I understand your psak. The psak is a very easy psak. There's a difference between your original chatzah, which is mutter, and a different chatzah, which is aser. But I want melech. I want a little taste. I want to understand the difference. So I'll tell you the difference. Hasam, if I end up carrying it to another chatzar, if I take it back to where I was, lois avdam machshavta, I accomplished nothing. Hacha, but if I take it to another chatzar, I did something wrong, I savdam machshavta, and Chazal don't want to let you do that. Not as interesting, Shaila. What's going to be like this? I took it out, and it'll be very relevant for Hilchos Shabbos. I'll tell you where. I took it out from my chatzar, and I took it out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, with my intent being that I should take it to the chatzar on my right side. And this was my subterfuge, from my Rosh Hashanah Yachid to that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to that Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So we say we won't let you put it into the right side chatzar. We won't want you to gain from doing something wrong. But could you, do you have to take it back dafka to your chatzar, or could you put it to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which wasn't the one I wanted to do? Is the point that it has to go back to where I was, or is the point that I have to not have accomplished anything, or the point is that I shouldn't have accomplished what I want to accomplish? It's machshavta, that my machshava took place. Where is it going to be relevant? It's going to be relevant. Let's say I walked out carrying something on Shabbos. So the first thing you should do is, I walked out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the first thing you should do, that much we already learned, don't stop. Because if you stop, you're making a hanoch. Now the question is, where should you go? According to this Gemara, the right place to go is right back home. Because then, while you save the mashafta, you accomplish nothing. But let's say I was walking from my house to shul. As long as I don't take it to the shul, I drop it off in somebody else's house. So I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. I wanted to get it to the shul. I didn't get it to the shul. One more ha'orah that the tzlach makes. The Gemara is saying now, at least after we learned the Gemara, we learned a number of terutzim, that if I carry something out from my rishus, I'm not, under certain circumstances, I'm not allowed to retrieve my hand back. It's all different terutzim. Meshech, Sheikha, B'shoigik, B'mezit, all the terutzim that you'll all chazim. Now the question is, the tzlach asks, what's going to be the halach of somebody else? Could somebody else take it off my hand? When Chazal made a knas, let's say we're going to learn the Gemara that a nafkamim between shogig and mezid, that a mezid, I'm not allowed to take it back. What did that gzeira mean? What did that knas mean? That I'm not allowed to take it back, but my friend, he didn't do anything wrong, so he could take it off my hand. Or is pshat that no, we want you to stay that way, and even though your friend didn't do anything wrong, the knas is on you that you should remain that way the whole Shabbos. The tzlach says like the second way, the knas is on you to remain that way the whole Shabbos, and your friend can't help you by taking it off your hands.